Back on the road again tomorrow, Micheál, heading to the capital, taking on the Dubs, and well, I suppose hoping to get back on the bike in terms of winning ways as well.
Yes, Tom. You know, another big game that, you know, they're coming fast and heavy at the moment. Look, I mean, you know, Dublin are a formidable side. You know, they were in the All Ireland the last number of years and probably could have won the All Ireland and probably should have in themselves and that. But look, nevertheless, I mean, you know, we're going down to Dublin tomorrow, and I mean, basically, we're not going down to make up numbers. We feel that we can go down and take a 3 points out of it again tomorrow. It'll be a tough ask and it'll be a big game, but I mean, the reality of the situation is the margins in these games are very tight when you're in Division 1 football. So basically, you know, it's the team that makes the less mistakes on the day will basically will come out, and that's basically, you know, what we'll be trying to fine tune tomorrow is trying to eliminate some of the mistakes and basically getting the scores on the board and basically taking the result out of it.
You've shown great form so far, winning your first two games and just losing by narrowly by a point last week away to Kerry. All very high scoring games.
Yes, Tom, you know, very high scoring games, and you know, I mean, in fairness to the girls, I mean, in a great hour last week, I played very, very well, and you know, unfortunately, that, you know, Niamh got sent in the last 5 minutes, and you know, we get away that lead of 4 points, and you know, from our perspective, that's very disappointing for us, because I mean, I felt the girls deserved it for the way they played it, and you know, they played with great heart right throughout the game and that, and you know, we took the game to Kerry at all time. But look, I mean, the result was what counts. I mean, and Kerry got over the line, so basically we have to tomorrow basically look at basically, you know, trying to eliminate the mistakes and stop leaking. We seem to leak a little bit too quick at the back, and I mean, you know, as you say, we have a good scoring record at the moment, but basically it's trying to eliminate late, let them get down the field and basically keep the scoring low.
Well, that should encourage you heading to Dublin though, at the same time that you're having racking up big scores, because the one feature of Dublin's game so far, they're very low scoring games.
Yes, I mean, Tom, Dublin, you know, I looked at the game there last week against Cork during the week. I mean, you know, Dublin bring a lot of players behind the ball, they defend in huge numbers and try and break that at pace net. But look, I mean, well, we know we have the, you know, great calibre for forwards. I mean, you know, we know we get the ball in some, that mean, you know, we can put the scores away, and you know, in Division 1 it's very tight. I mean, and that's what I'm saying, you know, it's come down to score difference in the end, and you know, it's very important that basically, you know, that we're putting the scores on the board, and but it's a big thing as well is trying to keep the scoring down at the opposition side.
Last of three games on the road away from home in quick succession, are the 3 points within your grasp?
Oh, definitely, Tommy. You know, I mean, this always means, I mean, as I say, I mean, there's very fine margins in these games, and you know, we will not fear Dublin. We know definitely that we can beat Dublin, even though it's in their own back garden. Like, we're not going down to Dublin just for picking up the numbers tomorrow. We're going down basically to get a win, because the girls know themselves, they left it behind them in Kerry and that, and you know, they're raring to go, and basically hopefully they can express themselves on the pitch tomorrow and basically take that result.
And team news, have you finally put pen to paper?
Yes, Tom. I mean, you know, basically, you know, we're going again. Emer Galler will be back in contention tomorrow after missing the last game, after getting injured in Galway. I mean, Deirdre Foley is pushing close for a starting spot. I mean, you know, she's been out training the last number of weeks. I mean, so again, and you know, we had the good news this week also of Yvonne McMonagle returning from Australia, and also Ethan McDonald. So you know, we have a very strong bench there, and that mean, and you know, we have girls pushing for places, and also we have Kenisha McKinney back this week that lost her granny last weekend. So I mean, we have a very strong bench there with us tomorrow, and that, and we'll be hoping to basically express that, you know, and express ourselves on Dublin tomorrow and take a result out of the capital.
And tell me, are Yvonne and Aoife in the squad for tomorrow?
Yes, they'll be travelling, but probably will not feature, but they'll be travelling with us definitely.